Morning. It's great to be able to share this Lord's Day with one another, to worship Him. And it's especially great, after all that He's been through over the last couple of weeks, to have our brother Rick with us this morning. Amen. And be able to share in our worship experience with us. Now, we have been focusing on Not a Fan series, and really looking at what it really means to be a true follower of Jesus versus just being a fan. Someone who is actually on the playing field, taking the hits, laying it down on the line, rather than someone who's just in the stands cheering on, saying, "We're number one," and we're not really doing anything. You see? It's truly all about being a follower of Jesus, and that's where we've been. And this morning, we're going to be looking at this main text that we've talked about in other places. In fact, over the next several weeks, we're going to dissect this text, okay? Luke chapter 9, beginning in verse 23. We're going to talk this morning about anyone means me, anyone and everyone. Jesus begins this passage, this particular statement that He makes here, and He says, "If anyone would come after me." Now, the first thing that I want you to understand about this is notice that He says "if." Okay? And when He says "if," that implies a choice. Okay? It implies a choice. And it's a choice that every person has to make. Everyone and anyone has to make that choice. Either I'm going to follow Him or I'm not. And so Jesus doesn't say when anyone, you see, He doesn't make us follow Him. He puts it as a choice. If, in other words, if we would choose to follow Him, then here's what we have to do. So I want you to understand at the beginning with, this is a choice that every one of us has to make. I'm either going to follow Him or I'm not going to follow Him. Then He says, if anyone, and that's the focus I want us to have this morning, is the anyone, okay? Because anyone is an all-inclusive word that means everyone is invited. The invitation goes to everyone. No one is excluded. As Jesus presents this invitation, if anyone, see, then we need to understand that anyone means me. You see, anyone means you. It really does mean anyone. You see, and that's what Jesus wants you and I to understand. If you turn over to John chapter 8 for just a moment, and consider the story that John records for us there of the woman who was brought to Him by these accusers to say, "We caught this woman in the very act of adultery." Now, adultery, under the law of Moses, was a capital offense. Okay? Anyone who was caught committing adultery by the law should have been stoned to death. And that's what the accusers bring this woman to Jesus, and they claim. The law says, stone her, what do you say? Now, John indicates to us here that basically this woman was being used by her accusers and as a sacrificial lamb, so to speak, in an effort to try to trap Jesus. That's what they really wanted to do. And Jesus, of course, He knows what's going on. Okay? And He says to them, anyone who is without sin, notice that anyone, okay? Anyone who is without sin, cast the first stone. And then He bends down on the ground and He's kind of doodling in the dirt or whatever, and they start to leave, those who had accused this woman. And John says, from the older ones to the younger ones, they begin to leave until there's no one left there, see, except Jesus and this woman. And Jesus stands up again and He says to the woman, "Is there no one left to condemn you?" And she says, "No one, sir. Neither do I condemn you." You see, the message I want you to understand from that, we're going to come back to the last part. Don't think I forgot it. Okay, we'll come back here in a moment. Hang on. All right. Is that this woman, as she is brought to Jesus under a death sentence for her sin, Jesus says, guess who she is? She's an anyone. Okay, are you with me? She's an anyone. If anyone would come after me, and she fits that category. Jesus says, I'm not here to condemn you. You're an anyone. I came here to save you. That's the message He wants you and I to understand. You see, it really doesn't matter what your past is. It really doesn't matter what your past is. It really doesn't matter what your past is. Are you hearing me? You are an anyone. Okay? And that's what we all need to understand. Jesus says, if anyone would come to me. Say, but I'm afraid that there are a lot of people, I'm afraid there's a lot of Christians who are sitting on the fringe, so to speak, because they look at their past, and their past says, yeah, I know what he says, but you don't know what I've done in my life. And Jesus says, if anyone, the past does not matter. When Jesus says anyone, He means anyone. And that includes you and includes me. No matter where you've been, no matter what you have done, anyone can come to Him. And you say, well but what about the asterisk? You probably looked on your notes and go, what's that little star on it? That's the asterisk, okay? What about that? You know, you see a lot of these advertisements on TV, especially the car commercials. You've seen those, and they have this, all these great things that they're telling you that they're going to do for you if you will buy a car from them, right? And one of the most popular things these days is 0% interest. Zero down, 0%, right? And then there's the asterisk. For well-qualified buyers, you say? For well-qualified buyers. In other words, you've got to meet a certain condition. You've got to be qualified in order to be able to reap the benefit of that advertisement that they're saying, you see? So in other words, guess what? They're offering zero down, 0% on this brand new car, but that offer is not for anyone, thank you. It's only for a select group of people. But the great thing is, with Jesus, there is no asterisk there. There is nothing that we have to do to qualify. You see? In other words, when Jesus says, if anyone would come after me, there's no fine print in there that says for well-qualified people only. In other words, those who have proven themselves to be faithful already, then He'll go ahead and let you join. No, it doesn't work that way. You see? Because you know what? The reality is when it comes to salvation, and it comes to the blood of Jesus, there's nobody that can be well-qualified. Are you with me? Okay? You can't be well qualified beforehand. Instead, what you have to do is be able to come to Him and say, I'm not qualified, I'm just a sinner. And He says, but you're also an anyone. You say, you're also an anyone. Yes, you're a sinner, but you're also an anyone. And I want anyone to come to me. You see, the asterisk that is placed next to people, I think that mainly comes from us. It doesn't come from Jesus. You see, we sometimes put asterisks next to people's names. as to whether or not we're going to let them in, as if that were our place to do that. You say, that's mighty presumptive of us, isn't it? When we tell someone that they don't meet the standards, that they're not somehow qualified because of their past, you say, where they've been or what they've done, or maybe because of their race, you say, the color of their skin determines whether or not they're qualified, you say, or maybe it's their socioeconomic status, they don't make enough money, or maybe they make too much money, or whatever. And we put all of these standards, all of these requirements to be qualified, so to speak, in order for us to accept people. And we might even go to the extent of saying you can be a Christian, just not here. Jesus makes no such qualifications. You see? He makes no such qualification. His invitation is truly to anyone. To anyone and everyone without any qualifications required. You see? To anyone and everyone. The woman at the well that John records a story about in chapter 4 of his gospel. Very interesting situation, because that woman, if you think about it, had an asterisk next to her name on the town registry, didn't she? And that asterisk said, outcast. Yeah. You ever wonder, if you're not familiar with the story, you ever wonder why the woman was there at the well at that time of the day that she was there and there were no other women with her? Because she wasn't allowed to go to the well at the normal time when most of the women of the village would go to draw their water for the day. She wasn't allowed because she was an outcast. She was a sinner. She had an asterisk next to her name that she was unacceptable. And when Jesus, in his conversation with this woman, says to her, they get to the point and he says, go call your husband. And she says, sir, I don't have a husband. And Jesus then opens up her life before her and reveals to her and says, you're right in saying you don't have a husband. But the fact of the matter is, you've had five husbands, and the man that you are now living with is not your husband. In other words, you've been married five different times, and now you're a fornicator. But to Jesus, she was in anyone. In anyone. You see? None of that past mattered to Jesus. You see? None of it mattered to him. Because she was in anyone. And Jesus revealed himself to her, so much so that she went back to the village, to the very people that had ostracized her, the very people that put the asterisk next to her name, and she said to them, come see a man who's told me everything I've ever done. And she wasn't talking about all the great things that had gone on in her life. She was referring to the sin. And she said, could this be the Messiah? The one we've been waiting for? And that whole town, John indicates to us, they came out to meet Jesus and they became believers in Him because of this woman who had an asterisk next to her name by those very people. But she didn't have one with Jesus, because with Him, anyone means everyone. Okay? There is no asterisk with Jesus. How many of you have ever gotten a formal invitation to somewhere? Maybe it's a wedding or a dinner party or something like that. And it tells you, you know, all the details of the thing, you know, where it's going to be, when, and, you know, so on and so forth. And then somewhere, usually near the bottom or maybe over in the bottom right corner of this thing, has these funny looking letters that says, Oh, Oh, that's RSVP. You know what that means? You know, some people don't know what that means. They look at that and they go. And we have a big problem in our society today. In fact, I was just reading something the other day in the Miss Manners column, you know, where somebody wrote in about, you know, this, where people don't respond to RSVPs. You say? And what do we do about those? This, I won't charge you any extra for this, okay? This is an etiquette thing, all right? All right? You see, RSVP, those letters stand for the French phrase that is, I'm not a French person, okay? Respondez, s'il vous plaît. That basically means respond, please. Okay? So if you get one of those that has on it, okay, respond. Tell them whether you're going or whether you're not. Are you going to attend or whether you're not going to attend? They need to know that so they know how many people to plan for, you see? That's what it's for. RSVP means respond, please. Now, why am I telling you all that? So I give you an etiquette lesson? No. It's because Jesus requires an RSVP from you. You see? He's put that on the invitation. RSVP. Please respond. In other words, Jesus is inviting us to follow Him. He's inviting you. He's inviting me to follow Him. But in that invitation, He wants a response. You see? He wants a response from us. Are we going to accept His invitation as an anyone, or are we going to reject the invitation? A response is required. See? A response is required. The woman that was brought to Jesus that had been caught in adultery. See, I told you we'd come back to her. You see? He said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Now go and leave your life of sin." You see, being a follower of Jesus requires us to respond to Him. And Jesus is telling this woman, look, if you want, I'm not here to condemn you, but you've got to change your life. You are in anyone, but you've got to change your life. You've got to stop sinning. And if we want to follow Jesus today, we've got to do the same thing. Jesus says in this passage in Luke, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. And we'll be talking more about each of those statements as we go along here. But understand that that's the invitation, to come and to follow Him. And He's laying out the response. See? If you want to follow me, you've got to deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and come after me. You see, the bottom line is this. There is absolutely no way that you can accept the invitation to follow Jesus and still continuing to live the same life you've been living. Can't happen. Because your life that you were living before accepting Jesus is a life of sin. And though Jesus accepts you and He says, you're in anyone, I want you to be with me, He says, but you can't keep living the way you've been living. The response is required to decide either I'm going to or I'm not. I'm either going to change the way I've been living or I'm going to keep on living the way I've been living. Thank you, Jesus, but no thank you. Remember that we started out this morning talking about the word if. That it's a choice. And so the response, you see, is required. Anyone can follow Jesus. but not without giving up everything. Let me say that again. Anyone can follow Jesus, but not without giving up everything. Jesus has invited all of us to not just be fans of His, but to be true followers of His. We need to respond to that invitation. Either I accept that invitation and I die to myself and I take up my cross daily and I follow Him, or I say thanks but no thanks. What's it going to be for you this morning? How will you respond to Jesus' invitation to follow Him? Now, some of you may be looking at me, but wait a minute, Russ, I'm already a Christian. And that's great, you are, but are you a follower of Jesus? That's the issue. You say, I'm not talking about that you go to church every Sunday. I'm talking about, are you a follower of Jesus? Because that's what He wants you to be. So the invitation that Jesus extended is extended for us this morning. That anyone can come to Him. And so if you're an anyone that's here this morning that has never given your life to Christ, then I'm here this morning to tell you that that invitation is open to you. And that Jesus wants you to be His. And if you're ready to make that commitment, then you need to confess Jesus is Lord. Repent of the sin that's separating you from Him and have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. And you can do that right now, this morning. If you're already a Christian, but maybe through the things that we've been talking about, you've discovered or think about yourself being more of a fan than a follower, you ready to truly be a follower of Jesus and die to everything in your life so that you can follow Him? You need help or guidance or encouragement, prayers, whatever it might be to help you to do that. That's what we want to do. I'll be up here in the front to receive anyone that would like to come up front. Ted will be in the back if there's somebody who would like to have a private prayer or conversation with him back there. He'll be back there to receive you. Let's stand together and sing.